What is good, you guys? It's your boy Randy Anderson here with another episode of the Unofficial Referees Word on the F Hybrid slash, you know what I'm saying? this episode I'm literally going to be talking about we jumping in the conspiracy bag, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I like to do the conspiracies and stuff like that. Y'all know how I like to do, you know what I'm saying? I like to dip my toes in the conspiracy bag, like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Little dip in the toe, you know what I'm saying? Dip in the water to see if it's nice and cool or nice and warm for your boy, you know what I'm saying? And this conspiracy, yeah, when I say this conspiracy is nice and warm, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nice and, oh man, hold on, nice and warm. Yeah, there we go. Excuse me, y'all. That was disgusting. Future Randy, edit that out. But yeah, man. So I'm going to get into this conspiracy theory. Is a shout out to Mike, the content creator Mike, you know what I'm saying, for putting all this together. But the secret truth. let me get my dramatic voice on. The secret truth is Jimmy Butler Michael Jordan's son. So yeah, man. So we about to go ahead and react to this. If you guys have any thoughts, man, make sure you guys leave them in the link in the description below. Make sure you also hit that like, hit that subscribe button. Shout out to the YouTube family. Shout out to the Facebook family. Shout out to the Instagram family. Shout out to all the DSPs I'm on. Shout out to Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Shout out to all y'all, man. And also shout out to Anchor. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget Anchor. Anchor helping your boy out right now. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more than all the other DSPs. But shout out to Anchor. Shout out to all my other people that bit true. Shout out to all y'all, man. But yeah, let's check this out. You know what I'm saying? Is my boy Jimmy Buckets? Is there a reason why I have? Yeah, that sounds a little wild. is there a reason why I really rock with Jimmy Butler? You know what I'm saying? If you guys know his backstory, you know what I'm saying, he was kicked out of his home when he was younger. Also, he was. Wow. Hold on, my bad. I ain't got no water right now. But also he was kicked out of his home when he was a young kid. He was adopted by a white family. And I don't know, bro, but hey, he went, my boy, you know what I'm saying? He was Chicago's pick, you know what I'm saying? He was a 30th pick for Chicago, you know what I'm saying? And after he got picked for Chicago, and he dominated in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? He showed what he was really about. He's been my guy ever since, you know what I'm saying? He's been my guy ever since, you know what I'm saying? And like, never mind. But yeah, let's continue, man. Let's actually get into this episode.
In the 2020 NBA playoffs, Jimmy Butler has been absolutely unreal. As we all know, he has helped to carry the Miami Heat all the way to the NBA Finals with his leadership and incredible ability to rise up in the clutch. And after an NBA Finals Game 3, in which Jimmy recorded a 40-point triple-double, led the Heat 40, to though. Win without their second and third best players, and
why you playing with him?
Both LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the process,
both of them.
He left us all with a familiar feeling. It was as if we've seen this before. And
oh, have
you know
we?
What I'm talking about. That competitiveness, that absolute lack of fear when attacking the basket, he will to never let up and instead lead his team.
Bitch and CPK. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Jimmy Butler certainly looked Jordan-esque. Which brings up a very, very interesting rumor, because if we look a little closer, if we look at Jimmy's actual face when compared to Michael Jordan, we are
Hold on, dog. They got the same nose structure. Hold on, I don't know if you can see it. Hold on, you know what I'm saying? Let me move my camera just a little bit. Look at that. Look at that nose. Look at the, you know what I'm saying? The bridge, the whoop, you know what I'm saying? The bridge, the whoop, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. It's possible. Let's continue, though.
Suddenly at the beginning of one of the NBA's craziest conspiracies, because I'm sure you agree, Jimmy Butler looks similar to Michael Jordan. In fact, these two pictures look near identical. And when
oh, that's creepy, cuz
backstory, well, is it possible? Is Michael Jordan Jimmy Butler's actual father?
That's funny that he did that. That's funny.
So what's up, guys? Mike here, and today we are
shout out to Mike,
conspiracy.
That
trust
content
me,
creator.
I've seen the comments. I know you guys have wanted another conspiracy video, and this is a big one. I mean, of course, if Jimmy Butler is actually Michael Jordan's son, that might be the craziest story the NBA has ever seen. And the thing is, this conspiracy is not coming out of nope.
Hey, I'll be 100% honest with you. If this was real, goddamn, Mike. The one that you didn't want to claim is better than the two that you claimed. I'm just saying. Yeah. Facts.
Nowhere. There is actually a ton of speculation that does connect Jimmy and Jordan. You're not going to want to miss a second of this video because, trust me, things get crazy. Also, I do want to make this clear right now. Even if you don't believe in this conspiracy, that is perfectly okay because, remember, this is just
a conspiracy. Yeah.
It's something that is fun to dive into and talk about the possibilities, but it's also something you can think is completely wrong. I do want to say, though, make sure to watch the entire video before coming to a decision. Also, before we start, please like this video. It helps me out a ton with the YouTube algorithm, and thank you guys so much for killing.
Make sure y'all hit that like on that like button for Mike.
A ton, trust me, it really does mean a lot. Also, if you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe button and turn notifications on so you never miss a new video. And now, let's take a look at this insane conspiracy. So, in this video, I am just going to present you with the straight facts and evidence and hearsay for this conspiracy, so that you are able to get the full story here. And then, after we have covered everything, both of us
walk up
to a decision on the truth. You can decide for yourself and comment what you think down below, and I'll give my thoughts to end things. As for now, to get the full story here, we of course have to start at the beginning, which means we have to go back in time to February of 2016 when Therese Owens, the self-proclaimed number one sports gossip blog in the world, received this tip. It read, "The child out of wedlock. Michael Jordan would not claim unwanted child in 1988 in fear of destroying marriage."
Hey, let's be clear. Michael Jordan was the biggest name all around the world. All around the world. And so, I mean, of course he would not want to, you know what I'm saying, look bad in front of all the lights. But you're Michael Jordan. I'm pretty sure everybody would be like, oh, well, I understand. You famous. I'm pretty sure you swinging everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, You getting all of them. You know what I'm saying? You knocking them all down like pinballs. But let's continue.
Kyle took on mother's name of Butler. It was reported he paid mother off so he would not tarnish his public image and let.
Oh, so he paid her off. I wonder how much the payments was. If this is a true story. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all alleged. But yeah, I wonder how much he paid her. I mean, he was worth millions back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Legacy and role model figure. After 13 years, mother kicked child out of the household because
stop.
Report from, and then the sources blank here, which would make sense. That is standard protocol. If someone gives a journalist a tip like this and wants to remain anonymous, the journalist is certainly supposed to respect that fact. That is how they keep their integrity. So with that report in mind, we have another report that states Jordan had a kid with a woman at or around the time Butler was conceived. It was well documented and is even reported that he tried to sneak into the hospital and that she received 23 roses while in the delivery.
Player, 23. All right. I see you, big dog. 23. Game time, baby.
23 roses. Of course, Michael Jordan's number is 23. Here we are. The seeds have been planted for the Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's son conspiracy. Now, with these two statements in mind, if you did not know, Jimmy Butler's dad was never a part of his life, as it has been said that Jimmy's father left his family when Jimmy was just a baby. It is also well documented that when he was 13, Jimmy's mom kicked him out of the house with the words, "I don't like the look of you, you gotta go." That is incredibly harsh and horrible, but in terms of...
Damn, son. Damn. I don't like you. I don't like the look of you. You've gotta go. If that really happened, bro, damn.
This tip, the pieces could theoretically fit, especially when you consider that at least publicly, it is not known who Jimmy Butler's father is. In fact, if you go and Google Jimmy Butler's real father right now. All you get is Michael Jordan conspiracies, which means this theory has at least a little credibility to start out with because we do not know Jimmy Butler's father at all. But really, the most promising piece of evidence we have is this picture. The picture that turns this from an outlandish
claim
to something that is at least worth looking into. Because as you can see, when both Michael Jordan and Jimmy Butler's faces are combined, they look practically like the same person. Going further here, when we look at Jeffrey and Marcus, Michael Jordan's confirmed sons, we see that Jimmy looks more like Michael than they do. On top
of that, Michael is 6'6".
On top of this, Mike was listed at 6'6", while Jimmy is listed at 6'7".
Looks like we know who got the real MJ jeans.
Cuff. Very similar height, while Jeffrey is just 6'4", and Marcus is just 6'1". Weird. And as for the entire story attached to this claim, well, that would make sense too. Michael Jordan was already with his then girlfriend and future wife, Juanita Vinoy, at the time that Jimmy would have been conceived, and Michael and Juanita already had a son, Jeffrey, in 1988. Seeing as Jimmy was born in 1989, it would make sense that if Michael Jordan did value his reputation and image over raising a child he had out of wedlock, along with the fact that he would want to keep his relationship with Juanita intact, Mike could have paid Jimmy's mother to not say anything as it.
And let's be clear, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, all our grandpa, our grandmas and grandpas, you know what I'm saying? They was getting it in. All our grandpas was getting it in back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And having kids with other women, you know what I'm saying? And bringing the kids in, you know what I'm saying? And it shit worked out. All I'm saying is just imagine if this is true, how messed up that is. And then also, How much that pushed Jimmy to be great. Just imagine that. Okay, let's continue.
At this point, Michael Jordan was a role model to millions, and having the label as an unfaithful cheater attached to him, well, that would massively damage his reputation, to say the least. Jimmy Butler was born on September 14th, 1989. Babies generally take about 9 months to go from point A to point birth, so would this be possible? Well, Michael Jordan did indeed play the Houston Rockets early on. However,
they got the stats
on February 3rd,
with it.
Jimmy would have been born in just 7 months and 2 weeks. That would have made him a premature baby, and there is no proof that he was one that has never been mentioned. However, remember the tip that Owens received. That tip stated that these events took place in 1988, which would make sense because if Jimmy was conceived in December, 9 months later, boom, he would be born in September. And would you look at that? The Chicago Bulls actually played the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas on December 3rd, 1988.
Oh, how the plot thickens.
1988.
And like I said before, let's think about it. NBA player knocking everything down in every city that they go to. Come on now.
Dallas is just a 3.5-hour drive to Houston, and it would make sense that Mike would want to go to Houston because of their reputation for
strip clubs.
Having great clubs of some kind, I don't know. Yeah. Also, the Bulls just so
and probably the wings. Yeah. Yeah, probably the wings.
Happened to have a 3-day break in between games after this Dallas game, so there was certainly time for Jordan to make his way to Dallas and possibly make Jimmy Butler in the process. So there we have it. That is the full story with all the supposed evidence and hearsay attached to it. Which means now, comment down below what you believe, and as for me, I'll give you a second to pause and comment and... Okay, it's time for my opinion. Personally, I think that this is almost definitely a false story, although...
I do too, but if it was real, bro, if it was, let me tell you, hey, I'm glad you went to Chicago Bulls. You was the second coming to MJ. I'm just BSing. But yeah, man, shout out to Jimmy. Let's continue.
Though it is an interesting concept for sure. Now, the main reason why this story just does not make sense to me is that if Michael Jordan really was Jimmy Butler's dad, wouldn't his mom at least tell him? I know in this theory slash rumor that she was paid to keep quiet, but it is difficult to think that a mother would really keep the identity of a child's father from him if she knew. With that said, Jimmy's mom did kick him out of the house and make him homeless at the age of 13, so maybe...
Yeah, that part fucked me up when I first read his backstory when he was drafted to Chicago. Bro, that hurt. That broke my heart.
She is that type of mom, but even if that is the case, why would she suddenly go silent when the payments stopped? That makes absolutely no sense at all. Wouldn't she just then threaten to expose Michael Jordan so that she could still keep getting money? And if...
Hey, let's be clear. Thought culture back in the day was not as good as it was nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Thought culture nowadays, you know what I'm saying? They'll get you anyway. Social media will help. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Storylines will mess you up in all kind of ways. But yeah, let's continue.
If Jordan did not respond to those threats, well, she then could have actually exposed him, become famous, and written a book and got on talk shows and all that. She could have made a lot of money out of this situation, and she just did not. And speaking of money, raising Michael Jordan's secret baby certainly seems like it would get you more than just enough money to get by. Jimmy was raised in a very poor situation, and if his mom really was paid off, I think they would have had a nicer life, at least in terms of what money can buy. Not to mention, Jimmy seems like a pretty smart guy. I'm sure he asked around when he was a child as to who his father is, and in all likelihood, he just doesn't want to be associated with a man who abandoned him when he was a baby. That makes perfect sense to me, and it fits in with Jimmy Butler's character. When it comes down to it, it is not only hard for me to believe, but impossible for me to think that Jimmy would look at Michael Jordan and the extremely rich lifestyle that Jordan had, then look at the horribly poor childhood he himself had to endure, and not have anything but probable hatred for Mike if he was Jimmy's father. That would be completely understandable, but here
that was that boy Luol Deng.
Mike's camp. They are having a shooting competition here, and it certainly does not seem like Jimmy has any hard feelings towards Mike. It appears that they are perfectly fine. As for the fact that they look similar, well, there are whole websites dedicated to celebrity lookalikes, and those people are not related. It's just a...
Bro, look at that, dog. Look at that. Nigga, look at that. You can't tell me this man don't look similar to this nigga Mike. You can't tell me. You can't tell me. You can't tell by the way, you know what I'm saying? And ooh. All right, a little bit deeper in the conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? How they said he could have been a preemie baby. You know what I'm saying? Look at his ears. His ears, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They look a little bit small. They look a little bit small. You know what I'm saying? The mics. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that part could have been true. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But yeah, you see their nose? Yeah, same nose. You know what I'm saying? The lips. Jimmy Butler got a little bit bigger lips. That pause. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, you can see it. I can see it. But yeah, let's continue.
A coincidence. That is in all likelihood what this is too. So at the end of the day, while this would for sure be one of the craziest stories the NBA has ever seen, I also think that this is one of the biggest stretches of a conspiracy the NBA has. So with that in mind, I do want to give a huge shout out to Jimmy Butler and everything that man has achieved. He went from being homeless as a teenager to an NBA All-Star and is now the leader of an NBA Finals. He is the definition of what hard work and resilience can get.
That's facts.
He has my
facts.
So thank you guys for watching this video. I hope.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mike one more time. But you know what I'm saying? To add a little bit of extra, you know what I'm saying, sauce to this. Look at the numbers that Jimmy Butler always wore. Chicago, he wore 21. Philadelphia, 21. I think it was 21 or 22. One of the two. I think it was 21 or 22. Miami, 22. You know, I'm just saying. He's like, probably subliminally letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? 21, 22. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He was that one. He was the one away. 23, you know what I'm saying? A nod to his, you know what I'm saying? His alleged pops. I'm just saying, but yeah. I'm gonna stop messing with y'all, man. What I need you guys to do before I bounce out of here is to make sure you guys, in the link in the description below, man, make sure you guys hit the follow, subscribe, and all of the above on all of my YouTube pages, which is Three Pyramids Network, Also, the Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. I'm going to need you guys to follow all those, you know what I'm saying? To be up to date with everything. But yeah, man, this has been the Conspiracy Unofficial Referees / Word on the Ave mix, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so let me know if you guys believe this theory. Let me know your thoughts on this theory. Could he be really Jimmy Butler? Could Jimmy Butler really be Michael Jordan's dad? I mean, son. I said dad. You know what I mean. But yeah, let me know what y'all think. With all that being said, man, I am out. Peace.